Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playing into week 18, let's get those lineups set right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. What's up and welcome to the show. It's Adam Azer and Heath Cummings on a Sunday morning getting ready for some football. A lot of meaningless football, unfortunately, but some big games today for sure and maybe big games for you in fantasy. All right, so let's start with some players who are resting. Giants and Bucks, are you comfortable starting any of them today?
Zero of them. Matt Breida will be a high-end flex if we find out that Saquon Barkley is officially inactive. I don't expect Saquon Barkley to play. We're expecting Davis Webb to start. But even so, Matt Breida with Davis Webb at quarterback against the Eagles does not sound like a good time.
No, what about on the other side of the ball, though, with the Eagles? Jalen Hurts expected to start, and you know they could, I mean, they could do whatever they want, it seems like, in this game.
They at least have the motivation that they want to win the game. So I'm going to assume, I think they will do whatever they want, probably for about a half. That makes them starters. We don't have a starters-worthy group of players who we think are confident are going to play the entire game this week. It's week 18.
Okay, and the Bucs, you're also not going to start anyone there?
None of them. I would say that Rashad White, let's see what the reports are on the running backs for the Bucs, because I think it'll be him and Keyshawn Vaughn both sharing, and they're both in the flex range.
Okay, what do you think about the Ravens right now with J.K. Dobbins not going to play today?
Well, I don't really want to start any of them either, because we don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Tyler Huntley hasn't practiced all week. They're expected to announce that basically at game time. It could be Anthony Brown, which would be even worse than Tyler Huntley. I think Mark Andrews, for now, has to remain a top 12 tight end, but a low-end top 12 tight end. I'd be worried about him not playing very much either. Justice Hill and Gus Edwards, probably ahead of the Buccaneers running backs.
James Conner ruled out. No interest in a Cardinals running back, right?
I would if it wasn't for what they did last week, because the only thing that makes sense is that they feature Keontae Ingram and see if there's anything there that they like. But last week when Connor went out, it was all Corey Clement. So you can't have any confidence there either.
And it's the 49ers as well, so that doesn't help matters. Do you trust Tyler Lockett this week? He's going to play facing the Rams. Obviously was a dud last week. What's your faith level in Tyler Lockett?
Again, it's someone with motivation. There's no chance Tyler Lockett's motivation is going to be taken away because they have to win that game and the Packers and Lions don't play till tonight. So he will be a top 20 wide receiver. Do I feel confident in him? No, but I think he's going to play the entire game. That's a bonus.
How about the 49ers running backs? I mean, McCaffrey expected to play, but Elijah Mitchell activated. Did you see anything worth mentioning there for fantasy?
I think we should watch the inactives very closely and make sure that McCaffrey is actually going to play. If McCaffrey plays, I'm starting him, and Mitchell is a touchdown-dependent flex.
Okay, and Mike White is out. Joe Flacco is going to start. It's a big game for the Dolphins. It's, you know, the Jets say they're going to treat it like a big game. But what do you think about Garrett Wilson? Does this change anything for Garrett Wilson?
Garrett Wilson had plenty of success early in the season with Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's name is not Zach Wilson, and I don't think Zach Wilson's even going to be active, so there's no risk of Zach Wilson. I'm going to start Garrett Wilson.
Okay, that's basically it here. Which quarterbacks would you start over Jalen Hurts?
One played yesterday, Patrick Mahomes. Another plays today, Josh Allen, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, Burrow maybe?
Yeah, I don't think it's much of a different situation for Burrow. The Ravens aren't playing half of their good offensive players, and so his game could be over at halftime too.
Okay, boy, what a dud Fantasy Week 18 has been. Yesterday, I mean, you got some great play. Henry, Etienne, Jacobs, terrible. Mahomes and Lawrence, terrible for fantasy. Kelsey, terrible. Ingram, terrible. Waller, terrible. I mean, just two really bad fantasy games, and whatever, that's okay. One was entertaining enough from a football standpoint. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5, everybody. If you are playing in Week 18, good luck to you. If you are not playing in Week 18, make sure you check out our off-season podcast beginning tomorrow, Monday morning. We are going to be ranking our top 12 for 2023, so we'll get you a leg up on the competition. Have a great day, everybody. See you.